Hey guys, welcome back to another edition of Psych to See Your Podcast, and I'm your host, and the host Jasper. So I thought I'd let you all know that there'll be another title change coming soon to this podcast, and so far as for me, and hopefully permanently, Supernatural Connections coming soon. So today I'm going to talk about fairies. What are they exactly? What traits should we leave them? Stay tuned. My glasses, you glare. What's up, guys? Yeah, welcome back. I've been kind of on hiatus. I like to take breaks here and there, and so it's good to take a short break and then come back. And then we have wonderful guests lining up for the summer. What are you guys doing this summer? It's getting warm already out here in Southern California. And so get up in the, the 80s. Not bad weather so far, so I'm enjoying it while I can. It get really hot out here, like. It is triple digits even. So yeah, what exactly are fairies? I have my share of the fairies, my experiences, whether you believe it or not. So I've been asked, what are fairies for, known for? Mainly they're mystical creatures that really like to take care of our yard. They're nature creatures. And sometimes they can be I don't want to say malicious, but malvoyant, however you say it. I cannot say that word for the life of me. They can, well, let's call it, they can be tricksters, like poltergeists. So don't be surprised if you have some poltergeist going on with whatever. Evidently, it may not be a ghost, it could be a fairy. Now, if you have all of your younger, you're lucky enough to learn about fairies. And they're in books, children's books, they're in movies. And so what exactly do they like to eat? What is their favorite treats? I mean we have to, like, if you are like me, I love to be around nature. Sometimes when there's no bees or nothing like that bothering me, I'll go outside and try to ground myself. Once in a while I'll see a speck of light. That could be one of their forms, a speck of light. And kind of like orbs, but they're smaller than orbs. And let me tell you, it's quite amazing how they manifest sometimes. And one of my earliest memories of running with the fairies is unbelievable. I'll share towards the end, or if I can remember along the way, I'll try to share with you guys as well. And oh my goodness. Been almost a week or so since I've done any podcast. So please bear with me, you guys. I'm only doing this by myself. I don't have a whole team or anybody to back me up. But now I'm getting, even the co-host. I want to thank you, Tom, Howie, for your time and for helping me with the questions and everything. And sometimes my mind goes, like, this is the older. But yeah, I'm going to have a co-host sometimes. And, Yeah, well, see, let's welcome Tom. Hey, you know who you are, so we appreciate you. And so you're always welcome back. If you're the only one that would like to be host or like to send me questions, you know, my email is nicole.4@gmail.com. Where should I start? Well, fairies are known in folklore, right? In ancient folklore. Wherein it could happen, and then again, is it something made up? You know, had water and oil. Sorry. And again, they could play tricks, like I like to call them, pranksters. So, just be careful how you label them and how you like treat them. I mean, they're just like that. They, you know. If you treat me bad, you know, I'm gonna treat you bad. No, not in a sense, but you know what I mean. But they have feelings too, and they like, oh yeah, they kind of feels that they like. I've been reading a little bit, through my research for the years. I believe they like to eat organic foods and anything that's natural, like I'm outside of nature, and they tend to our gardens mostly. And so, if you bake something fresh, like cookies or cake, they'll enjoy that. At least a little bit out. And I've read that they also even like dog food sometimes. So there's leftover dog food. Leave it out. Leave water out for them as well. And then in return, this is where you're school. In return, the fairies will bless and keep to your garden and tend to your garden, no outside. You know, for the longest time, I've been trying to manifest a really, you know, nicer yard. And sometimes, sorry, sometimes our yard is like about 1 acre and a half, somewhere in there. And there's two mobile homes. And I'm in the back one now. And so sometimes all of our yards get overgrown with weeds, right? And that's not good. Sometimes out here, we might even get snakes, garden snakes, rats, especially rats and mice. And so, and lizards, I don't mind little lizards, they're so cute, as long as they're outside. They do their part. And so, you know, I remember my grandma hate lizards. She's like, she'll take your broom and look, whack, whack. It's hilarious to watch her do that. She'll even, and no, I won't mention that, but if you guys want me to share what she did to a cat one time, email me, okay? Message me. I don't want to say it on the air and then get it hate mails, okay? So I don't want to get any hate mails for what she did to a cat one time. It's quite funny, but I felt sorry for the cat. That's all I'm saying. So, fairies are often associated with plants and nature, right? Especially in the springtime, like now we're in the springtime, when it's supposed to be springtime, sometimes it feels like winter. But they supposedly possess some magical powers. Trying to see what else in my notes coming up. Yeah, something about their magical powers. Now, I'm not sure if they interfere with us, with our abilities. What do you guys think? Maybe they can help guide us? You know, yeah, they're mischievous creatures. That's like, even with some dark and evil intentions. So don't think of it as a demon all the time. It could be just fairies playing tricks on you. Right? And, so, there's also another term for fairy, as I've been come to my attention. It's called a fae, F-A-F-A-E, or no, F-A-Y, fairies, F-A-Y. And, maybe that's another set of fairies, where they're coming from another region or something like that. But they're only brought forth through magic, I believe. To say, And if you have like let's say you have unintentionally gotten a journal or something and it's connected to that journal, you may have a thing at work, which is kind of interesting because if you are doing, okay, I just got this thought. If you are doing a manifestation journal and you happen to have a thing, that's, attached to that journal. You gotta be careful what you wish for, right? Because that journal can actually make things happen, right? Which are hopefully good intentions. So, yeah, just be careful, what you say around them. And especially if you see them outside. What are the signs? Okay. Here's one of the signs I know when there's fairies around. Besides the, speck of light, you might also notice a ring of, what do you call them? A ring of mushrooms? And it looks like a ring. And so I've noticed that a couple of times here in my backyard. So I never destroy that. Never, ever. It's, unless you want to piss them off. So you don't want to piss off fairies, okay? I'm speaking on their behalf. So, and, so I think it's time that I can share one of my first fairies. Interactions with fairies when I was younger. I really don't like to share these as much because it gives me the creeps every time it does. So in the short time I have now, I have to get cleaning pretty soon. So what happened was I was visiting my great grandparents again. Every time I swear, whenever I'm visiting or was visiting my great grandparents, when my dad decided they've all passed on. I only have one grandmother left, bless her, so she's the one that brought my attention about fairies. And it's pretty cool. She told me, before I go to the story, other story, she told me one time she had it like a fairy's night to live in her crystal ball. This is my crystal ball. The one she gave me, I don't know, I don't know if she gave this to me or I think I got it from some site, crystal site, something. And this is my newest one. Initial. They like crystals as well, I believe. So, because crystals are also connected with magic, right? And so, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. My grandmother was telling me that she had fairies, like, to stay in her crystal ball. Now, it makes me wonder if they help her to see. Like remote view, because I use my crystal ball for remote view once in a great while, or I have a black bowl that I fill with water. How like my Nostradamus, I do. And so I highly recommend, excuse me, I highly recommend using those medium tools, whether you're psychic or not. It may help if you are psychic with that ability. It may amplify even more. So that's probably why I can able to see and experience these mystical creatures, what they're known for in fairies. And there's also another set of fairies that they're called gnomes. And they're more good looking, handsome, in my research. Yeah, even though one time I seen one, I seen an older version. One time, he didn't look quite handsome then. Maybe when he was younger, it might have. But it makes me wonder if they grow old too and eventually die off. But is this something to think about, isn't it? It's like, I always think that we're all connected energetically. We're all connected. That's how I came up with the new title for my contest of coming up, Supernatural Connections. That you may be talking to someone and they may know some people that you are wanting to connect with, right? So there you go. And that one time, well, before I told you that thought, I was going to share my experience with the fairies, right? And before I forget that train of thought, one time I was visiting my great grandparents and I was having to stay in their front living room, which I don't like. Because in an open area, I don't like staying, for some reason, I don't like staying in open areas, especially the living room. So anyway, I already felt uneasy there. And I've had quite a few paranormal experiences in that house, which they eventually sold off. So anyway, I was trying to get to sleep on the couch. Sorry, wide awake. So I was trying to get myself comfortable on the couch. But I couldn't sleep there. The house is much smaller than this one. But, so I went and got my air mattress. And we got it ready, so I went on there. I was trying to sleep on an air mattress. And I was sleeping towards the very edge of the mattress for some reason. And, all of a sudden, I don't know if it was a rattle or anything like that, but all of a sudden I felt something went brushed against my face real fast. So it should have been a rat, right? I don't normally go that fast. And I never know to this day what that could have been. Is that I felt like cold brush of wind go real fast against my face. And I was like, holy hell, like what the hell was that? You know? And it didn't dawn on me later on. It didn't dawn on me. It should have been one of the fairies playing tricks, right? Remember I said earlier that they're kind of like pranksters. So, yeah, so mainly what you should leave out for them if they like organic foods, organic fruits, organic bread, anything organic or anything freshly baked. So, at least that's what I hear, and that's what I, upon research, what treats you to leave for the fairies. Now, the gnomes are possibly the same thing. And, I'm not sure if you actually have a house elf, like with Harry Potter. I want a Toby elf. I swear, I want a Toby. I think you can ask for one, and if, you do it politely, they might. They might assign you on a house help. So I might do that for another episode for another day. So as I find out more information about elves, I know they're also like up in that family as well as fairies, gnomes, and elves, right? They're all in the same category. They're all mystical creatures. And hopefully they're mostly to help us and to have respect for them and everything else, as well as those that reside with us. And, you know, and if you need help, you know, if you're experiencing paranormal activity, don't be afraid to seek out help. You know, there is, oh, my face, but it sounds weird. There is always help out there now that we have the better resources. And, if you need help, I can steer you in the right direction. MoreLegacyFoundation.com. And they can help send out others that can help you in that area. And I'm stoked to be part of the foundation for over a year and a half now. Ooh, almost 2 years, feels like. Now, I don't think we can be fairies, however. Let's try to read out this question. But if you like fairies, you will. If you like fairies, you know, you need to have figurines of fairies. You can paint pictures of fairies. I'm starting to paint again. Even though I'm not that great, I'm not Michelangelo. But I try. And, so, you could probably play their favorite music. I'm trying to think where else I should say. I don't want to be too short of the episode. But yeah, you can play their favorite music. So, I've often been asked, are fairies real? Well, it depends. It's like, are ghosts real? It depends. And, I like to say yes because I've had my experiences with both. fairies and ghosts and UFOs and whatnot. So if you need a guest on your show, hook me up. I'm always on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. Hope they won't take TikTok now. And YouTube and Stream TV Network. My YouTube channel is now part of that network. So thank you guys. I'm still part of that. Anyway, I'm just rambling now. So I like to keep these a bit short in 30 minutes or so. Yeah, fairies. Do you have had any experiences with fairies or gnomes, elves, mystical creatures alike? Please hook me up, message me. I already provided my email, which is hope-bar@gmail.com. I'm always interested in hearing your stories, and if you want me to share your stories, I'll even read them on air if you want. But it will be recorded. It won't be actually on the air until later on. We'll try something like that. Of course, if you have any ghost stories, UFO pictures, I'm for that as well. So be sure to share your stories in my email or as soon as I load up, the episodes. And yeah, I'm always interested to see what the listeners had experience. Because at least it makes you feel that you're not alone, right? So, you're not so stir crazy. Especially if you have psychic abilities. That's what took me forever to not only accept myself, but also my abilities. That's what I like to say. Yes, some shows. So, yeah, I'm also an author, and I wrote my latest book. I wrote Beyond the Stars. I always change the title when I say it. And actually, yeah, right here. Beyond the Stars, True UFO Encounters by yours truly. So yeah, it's about mostly my many experiences with UFO craft, not just one. Many UFO experiences. So yeah, and I even talked a little bit about pop circles and such and so far. There might be another book sort of related to this one that I want to talk more about my UFO regression. It's just that I believe that I had some missing time when I was psychic. One time with my two brothers, we went to Ohio. I'll share this message from me. And then when they would turn around and go back to the campsite, all of a sudden I kept turning around the wrong way. And I didn't know before long I was lost in the woods. Now, I don't recall seeing any Bigfoot, or anything like that. I just heard a weird noise. And then all of a sudden, in my regression, I really believe that I was abducted. And I was around 15 years old at the time. So there's some missing pieces there. So yeah, it's quite interesting to have a UFO or a past life regression, which I've had both done recently. So if your answer to that, yeah, I'll be glad to share it on your show or email me anytime. And you can usually find me on Facebook mostly. And yeah, I think this is a good time to end it here. Y'all was great and safe week until next time. Oh yeah, I want to make sure to let y'all know I'm going to take another short break. May 16th through the 20th, I'll be going up north to visit my brother, Sacramento. We'll see what adventures wait for us there. All right, guys, stay tuned. Stay spooky. Yes.